ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to My Type Amazing Life. I have had so many people ask me, how do I do my Dexcom when I can't see? So I figure that tomorrow I've officially been on the Dexcom for 3 months, and today I'm doing a site change, so I thought I may as well record a little podcast and show you how I change my sight without sight. So it's actually surprisingly easy, guys. There's really not a lot to it. It's pretty well error-proof. Like, you cannot go wrong. Honestly, you cannot go wrong. So I have entered the code and washed my hands and everything, because that's just, like, irrelevant. If you heard my 1 month on the Dexcom G6 podcast, I get the codes brailled onto the sensor. I get a support worker to help me to braille the codes on there so that I can, like, read them and enter them manually. So that is all taken care of. So yeah, site change is super simple. I'll just take the old one off here. It is like wrecked. It is ready to come off. It's yeah, it was pretty spent, and the readings dropped out today. It was I think it's day 8. See, I'll just put that here. Normally they last me 10 days, so yeah, I must have just had a dodgy one or something. So I will get my alcohol wipe. So I keep everything, I make sure that I keep everything in the exact same spot when I do it, so I can literally just turn around, pick up and grab it, no matter where I am in my house. So normally I do it in the kitchen, but I thought today I would do it in my cosplay room, because I was just in cosplay and I'm just getting back into normal clothes. So I thought, well, I may as well change my sight while I do it. So take my alcohol wipe out like this, and I'll clean down the area that I'm putting my sensor. So I'm putting it on the right side of my abdomen. Typically, like, I'll alternate between left and right. Oh, I've got a bit of scar tissue there that I did not notice. Yeah, I'm gonna have to be super careful about injecting. So I will remove the sensor out of the packet. So I always keep it, like, wrapped in the plastic until I go to change it, because, like, I can do that because the braille is on the plastic. So I'll take this out now and just throw the plastic off to the side. So now I am holding the sensor applicator. So this is actually really easy. Locating where to pull the adhesives is actually, it's foolproof. Like, there's two tabs. So you just find the first tab, you lift the tab up and pull back. That's one side, and same goes with the other. Locate the tab, make sure that the tab is sticking up, and then pull back, and that's it. So the adhesive is off. Now I'm just going to feel the right side of my abdomen and try and avoid that scar tissue, and make sure it's well away from my belly button. So yeah, I'll make sure it's, yeah, a good inch away. So I'm just stuck it to me now, so I can snap the safety guard off. So I just put my thumb on top of it and just push down and off. So here is the insert. So I am holding the sensor applicator with my right hand, and I have my index finger and middle finger on the orange button, the button that's going to introduce this thing into my body. So I take my left hand and I pinch the skin up around the inserter. So I'm pinching up now and about to insert in. 1, 2, 3. And I just hold it there for a little bit and then release the button and pull the applicator off. So now the sensor is in me. I will put that applicator off to the side. Now, breaking off the transmitter is actually, it's surprisingly easy. So I just pick up the sensor, and you can actually feel where the latch is. So I grab the latch in between my thumb and index finger. I'm actually having to, like, take my hands off it and feel my fingering position now. Like, this has just become, like, so autonomous. So I take it between my thumb and index finger and just use my nail to snap the transmitter like that, and then the transmitter will literally just pop out. I just use my thumbnail to break that out, And it honestly, it literally just snaps in like so. So I just put it in skinny end first and... Sometimes it is a bit finicky. I'll just put it in and snap. There we go. And then I just rub my index finger around the adhesive a couple of times. And that is me. I am connected to a new Dexcom D6, and that should last me now 10 days. So I hope you guys have found this useful. I know there was a couple of people on Beyond Type 1 that wanted, like, that were asking me questions, and that's awesome. If you have any more questions on this, feel free to let me know. And if you have any more topic suggestions, I am more than happy to try and answer them for you. So yeah, I will see you guys next time when I have more important or unimportant information to share. Thank you for listening.